Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli forces continue pounding areas across Lebanon, killing at least 25 people. The IDF says it's targeting a Hezbollah commander in charge of the Qana region. The secretaries of state and defense sending a letter to Israel this week demanding humanitarian corridors be opened in northern Gaza or U.S. weapons shipments could be in jeopardy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre a few minutes ago.
The administration did something similar back in April, and that was received, that letter that we did back in April was received with a constructive response from the Israelis. And so this is very similar.
More than 140 people, including children, killed in Nigeria after an overturned gasoline tanker truck exploded in flames while they were trying to scoop up fuel pouring from the vehicle. Dozens of people rallying outside the Michigan headquarters of Kellogg's on Tuesday, demanding the company remove artificial dyes from its cereals. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The Wisconsin Department of Instruction released its annual state aid figures for public school districts on Tuesday. Districts receiving 10% or more of aid over last year include Unity, New Auburn, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, La Crosse, Toma, Cochran Fountain City, St. Croix Central, Cameron, Alma Center, and Mondovi. Districts with 10% or more in losses include Siren, Lakeland, Spooner, Hayward, Lake Holcomb, Webster, Shell Lake, Amory, and Hudson. Over $250 million this year is going to parental choice programs statewide. Dunn Electric Cooperative and the Walmart Distribution Center in Menominee are part of a multi-organization effort that sent supplies and relief to hurricane-stricken areas of the southeastern United States. The donations were made by the Wisconsin Electric Cooperatives, which operate across northwestern Wisconsin, as well as Walmart and Sam's Club. The Distribution Center in Menominee donated a truck and a driver. It's the second load of supplies that has been sent by this coalition to South Carolina.
The Packers have a new kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed a new place kicker. He's 33-year-old Brandon McManus, who was with the Denver Broncos for 8 seasons. In 2023, McManus was accused of sexual assault by 2 flight attendants during a Jaguars team flight to London. The NFL investigated and cleared McManus of any charges. The Packers releasing their rookie kicker, Braden Narveson, who led the league in missed field goals with 5 in 6 games. College football. The Badgers head to Evanston to face the Northwestern Wildcats. Now, last November, Northwestern beat Wisconsin 24-10. This week's game to be played at a temporary stadium while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Luke Fickell.
Wherever they ask us to play or tell us to play, we'll play. If it's a parking lot, we'll play in the parking lot. I don't think we got a whole lot to say after, you know, how we performed and how we played last year. So I could care less where we're playing at. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, you're going to have to handle some things, whether it's, you know, a new stadium, whether it's the wind, whether it's a locker room. It is what it is.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky tonight, lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in the studio for a dance-off, bro. Plus, my congresswoman, Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
Indeed, 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, a beautiful fall day, a little frost to the pumpkin around Wisconsin. Not sure if that's the case in Washington, D.C. We'll get into it in a minute with our guest, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joining us from our nation's capital. At the bottom of the second hour, very excited, Ari Berman, great author, is this latest book called Minority Rule, The Right-Wing Attack on the Will of the People and the Fight to Resist It. I have it in my hot little hands. He's also a frequent guest on shows on MSNBC and elsewhere as well. Ari Berman coming up in hour number two. And also an update from the producers of Just, a bit outside the movie, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers closing in many theaters around Wisconsin tomorrow. We'll tell you when, where, and how to have your last chance to see the Brewers. But I want to start off, Mr. Zommers. It is Wednesday. It is. Oh, sorry.
We did that?
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I needed a two-humped camel today. It's been one of those days. What I really wanted to say here, happy 25th anniversary to my lovely and talented sister and my wonderful brother-in-law, Heather and Mike Galloy.
Happy anniversary.
Celebrating 25 years together. They've been so very helpful, particularly over the summer in being my on-site producers and help us do shows all over the state. So many thanks to Heather and Mike. They're celebrating because they're educators by teaching kids. They're in school today in the same city or the same location, more or less, as Pat Kreitlow in the beautiful Chippewa Valley area. Pat, you know all about teachers up there.
Yes, I do. Hello, how are you?
I don't know how this got set up this way. Kreitlow is behind it. There we go. For those watching on the stream.
I saw Trigvi. Yeah. Trigvi was hiding behind his microphone, so I thought I would hide behind the show logo up there in the corner. I'm fine, thanks. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
All right.
Yeah. Although I was also chagrined to see, actually I was very happy to see somebody called you out on Twitter for one of those things that I can't believe I didn't catch it. You've been putting noon. The show starts at noon CST.
Right, Central Standard
instead of CDT for Central Daylight Time. And I love that somebody out there, the name's Tom Brueggemann, thought to put a response in there and say, "Hey, sorry, pedantic point, but why don't you just use CT year round?" So, Tom, thank you for your service.
As Johnny Carson and others have said, I did not know that. I guess maybe somewhere in my brain I did. But yeah, great point, Tom. I appreciate it. See, our listeners always keep us on our toes.
See, always learning something out there.
Pleasure to have you joining us from our nation's capital, as per usual, on a Saturday. Going to stick around a little longer. We appreciate that for our big guest later on in the show, Ari Berman. Mr. Trigvi Olsen from our nation's capital. Trigvi, is it frosty yet out in D.C., or is it still pretty nice weather?
It's pretty chilly, Todd.
It got down to 72. No, I don't
know. No, it was, honestly, it was maybe like, I don't know. I got up really early this morning. I struggled to sleep this close to elections. So it's like 5, maybe 4:45.
Right.
And I had the dog went bananas. The dog was not sleeping with my daughters. So I had to take the dog out because the missus is traveling for work.
Uh-huh.
And she's usually the one who's awake at that time. And it was really brisk. I was in my sleeping shorts and a t-shirt, and it was cold enough I ran back in to get a hoodie.
Thank you for confirming my suspicions. I asked Mr. Alba a little while ago. I said, look, I'm taking some time off after the election, and would you guest host? A few other people would guest host. What do you think about Trigvi? Could he guest host at 6 a.m.? Todd, without missing a beat, absolutely not.
No.
Trigvi cannot do 6 a.m. No,
I would struggle with that. I would do it for you though, Pat.
Oh,
I would. That. I would totally. I could do it. I do it for airplanes. I could do it for radio.
Right.
Well, I just know that a man of your age is going to start waking up earlier and earlier all the time. And as a result, you know, like I always say, if I'm getting up this early, I might as well get paid for it.
It's true.
Well, speaking of
anyone who went to a lot of Led Zeppelin concerts as a late teenager, right, Pat?
That's right.
There you go. Well, speaking of sleepless nights, guys, let's get into this. I talked about it a little bit with Pat this morning. We'll let him go first, and then Trigvi. I think this is. I'm hearing from a lot of my friends and some family members who know I've been plugged into politics a long time, and just a lot of anxiety out there as we move closer to this election for various reasons. Pat, tell us what's on your mind in terms of this election now, just under 3 weeks away.
The dysfunction and in some ways the intentional dysfunction of Republicans in Congress. And what I was considering today was the scenario that, Mike Johnson's making a lot of noise about, well, you know, we'll certify the election, you know, if it's fair. Well, that assumes Republicans hold the House, which is not a guarantee, but they could. But that also assumes that there's a Speaker of the House on January 6th. Mm. The House meets on January 3rd to begin their session and elect a Speaker. And as you know, the House Republicans have had some issues the past couple of elections in agreeing on a Speaker. So if Republicans hold the House, and it's a very narrow majority where, again, a couple of people, either way, a couple of people can be, I won't support you for Speaker unless you refuse to certify the election, and I won't vote for you for Speaker unless you stand for the rule of law and certify the election. Mm. You know, it's a lose-lose proposition there. So the only solution, of course, is you have to get whatever Republicans out of there who might be insurrection adjacent, as I like to say about Derek Van Orden.
I like that. Trigvi Olsen, what say you as we move closer to Election Day 2024?
Today was pretty good. We have a lot of people. It's sort of bedwetting season over polling.
Yes,
I don't know if you guys
have
noticed that.
Yes.
When you do research like that for a living, you sort of find all of that kind of comical. And it's amazing to me the people who are wetting the bed. But the race has been pretty stable nationally. It's been pretty consistently 3 points, although you had 2 A-plus polls from the last cycle that came out within the last 12 hours that mm-hmm. show Harris's lead either 3 points expanding by 1 or 5 points expanding by 2 nationally. What that means for the good folks in Wisconsin is it's going to be really close, but that is generally a really good sign. And I do think Donald Trump wandering around the stage doing the white man's overbite, taking song requests, has kind of actually hit a nerve with people that there is something really strange going on with the man.
Yes, there is. I mean, he canceled another friendly interview. He goodness. I mean, he basically, you know, wet the bed in a meeting yesterday with the, the Economic Club of Chicago or something like that, where he could not answer basic questions about his own economic plan and his own economic ideology. He just kept saying tariffs will work, and you're wrong about tariffs, and I'm right about tariffs, and they'll work despite no evidence of that whatsoever. So, yeah, you definitely see people getting more concerned. The ones who were like, I think he's a little off, but, you know, I'd still rather have a Republican in there. And I think you're going to get more Republicans saying, I don't know. Maybe this is one I sit out.
Guys, because the three of us are political nerds in our own way, and I think we'd all say we're kind of proud of that. A lot of people, and most people aren't. Explain, if you could, to the general listening audience, why certain, you know, in this case, a lot of Republican or right-leaning, they call themselves polling places, but they're flooding this to offset the average. Pat, you want to
go
first?
Again, it's just a building of expectations because I'm definitely not the first one to say this, but, you know, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are going to declare victory, you know, really early, no matter what, and then they've set themselves up to say, you see, there were polls out that showed how close it was, or there were polls that showed us up by one or two, and never mind that these polls might be garbage, you know, they're out there. So putting them out there and laying the groundwork for, again, continuing to deny the facts in front of you about a free and fair election and the results of it, assuming we get that again, assuming we don't have so much interference in places like Georgia or Michigan, Arizona, even Wisconsin, that we don't know who the winner is going to be right away.
Yeah. And what will happen, correct me if I'm wrong, either one of you, is that you'll have an organization that clearly is funded by Republicans, MAGA, conservatives, and they'll do a poll. And you can, if you don't want honest results, depending upon how you set it up, you can tilt a poll if you're in charge of it. And so they do that intentionally. Then they put a poll out showing Trump up by X number, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then in these national averages that get reported by legacy media, it's like, oh my gosh, now it's statistically tied because you flooded the average with polls that were tilted, correct?
And you know what you need to do about that is if you're one of the reputable polling operations out there, you need to call foul.
Right.
Yeah, you really do, because otherwise you get painted with a broad brush that it doesn't matter how scientific you try to be, how accurate you try to be. If you're not calling out the bad actors, you're going to get looped in with them. So this is truly a case where self-policing is required.
Yeah. Trevi?
There's a lot of junk polls. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like they're this is the thing, though. I had somebody ask me, well, are they not really asking anybody? It isn't so much that. It's all in how you weight the polls, right? And who you deem as likely to be voters. And some people, like if you're in Wisconsin, I have all these people, oh my God, the Emerson Wisconsin poll says blah blah blah. Well, who cares? Emerson doesn't know how to poll in Wisconsin.
Right.
Charles Franklin in the Marquette poll tells you what's happening, says somebody's up by a point or two. Believe it. You know, if you're in Iowa, the Seltzer poll, but the Des Moines Register poll. But the reality is, you know, this is classic playing on giving people what they want to hear and also trying to build narratives. And I don't know. The aggregation model is good until people figured out how to game it. And you game it by throwing out a million junk polls and having people like Nate Silver say, oh, we've got to put every poll in there. The people who need to really police it are the people who are doing these aggregators,
right,
quite frankly.
Quick question before we go to break. Listener on WMDX, when do the new U.S. senators and Congress people get sworn in? On the 3rd of January, correct, guys?
Correct.
Yep. Correct, 3rd of January. All right, come on back. Mark's on the line. You can be too. 855-752-4842. I don't know. Here's what's happening.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Will my team make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Whether you've been asked to guest host Up North News or whether you're getting the real thing, Pat Kreitlow, right into your veins, right at 6 a.m. in the morning via the Civic Media Radio Network, that's the music you're going to hear. Great show every morning, 6 until 8, Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota. Pat Kreitlow, the host, joins us right now along with Trigvi Olson, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Coming up in hour number two, author of this book right here, Minority Rule, Ari Berman, going to be joining us live at the 1:30 slot. At 1:20, just got word, Kelly Call, former president of CBS Entertainment, but for this segment, more importantly, one of the producers of the great new film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. He'll join us at 1:20, give us an update on the last couple of days for a lot of theaters in Wisconsin to see this great movie and tell us how it's going. They're also going to be starting to show it out in Los Angeles area as well. But right now, guys, we're talking about this election coming up in just under 3 weeks now. On the phone, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for holding through the break. What do you got for Pat and Trigvi?
Yeah, I've actually posted, you know, my challenge. I've posted on your Facebook page again today that unless these guys can actually condemn the fake electors conspiracy, the election denialism, and the insurrection on January 6th, they got no business running for office. That recognition of the 14th Amendment, you know, on another side, it was challenged. Some guy was there talking about in Virginia, well, we're just not going to certify the vote. And I posted a challenge out there quoting the 14th Amendment that not recognizing the vote, certifying the vote is, I would maintain, is a denial or abridgment of the people's right to vote under the 14th Amendment. And mm-hmm. if Virginia so chooses to do that, they should lose representation in the House and the Senate. That's my understanding of what the penalty clause is in the 14th Amendment. I mean, that I'm sure not a constitutional scholar, though some people have questioned whether I was one or not when I have been in various events because of I'm able to trot some of this stuff up. But, I mean, it is right. Just the cowardice that I see on the behalf of, for example, you know, my Senate candidate for my local district up here, Joan Bollwig, hasn't responded to that. She has not. She said, well, there was irregularities in the election. No, there was not irregularities that impacted the result of the election.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call. Pat Kreitlow, we had both former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen on the show last week, who said Trump lost, Biden won, elections are free and fair, along with former Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes said the same thing. We need more people speaking up like that, to Mark's point.
Right, because again, this is a case of you say something often enough, people believe it. And Joan Baldwig and plenty of other people have kept saying, well, there were irregularities. I'm not saying there was anything overtly big wrong, but there were some irregularities. And our biggest mistake, I guess, going back to 2020, is not just simply disagreeing, but laughing them out of the room or hounding them out of the room, because it was so insulting to hint at irregularities in the hopes of making a bigger point, in the hopes of maybe somebody else would find some fraud. There wasn't. This was as typical an election as they come. But by using that word irregularities, which I feel like every Republican in the Wisconsin legislature used at one time or another, they've created this monster. And that monster is a segment of the population that is very, very friendly with the idea of some kind of authoritarian takeover of the Wisconsin Elections Commission or the United States government itself.
And you know, my former boss, Dale Schultz, endorsed Harris Walz this past week, and he was interviewed in one of the interviews he did. And he said, look, there came a point when I was still in the state Senate my last term where I said I can no longer defend my colleagues on this issue, because we actually, when I worked for him, we did our own research in 2011, and we only found two cases of actual voter fraud. One was a Republican staffer who voted in Madison and then up in her home district up north. And the other one was, I think it was wife number two, kind of like that commercial. Like Lou, he's only on wife number two. Robin Voss's then estranged wife who voted in Racine and then out in Idaho. That was it. And Glenn Grothman has told me directly, well, we thought there was voter fraud. There just isn't.
No, you never did. Trig V, you're closer to those folks than I am. Why wasn't enough done to say to from one Republican to another, no, this is dangerous, you got to shut this down?
You know, one of the most interesting quotes of that entire sort of debacle came about 7 to 10 days after the election. And I don't know what Republican senator it was. I've two suspects that others have conjectured too, which I won't say. But the quote in the Post was, what's it going to hurt? We'll just humor him for a while.
Yeah.
And that was a colossal miscalculation, because the reality is, surveys right after, some of which I was part of, showed 95% of Republicans believed he lost fair and square. And within, by December 10th, that was down around 40%. You can't let a lie like that go unchallenged. And the truth is, and I saw this around the world in my work, and I was saying it at that time, democracies die in the silence of people who know better at the end of the day. And I think it is critically important that as many voices as possible speak out. I think the good news is this time, I don't think that, Pat, you ever thought that you would be in a coalition for president with Karl Rove.
No.
You now are. Liz or Cheney. Mike Pence.
Yeah, right.
Or Liz has been out there for a while, but there are more and more voices who are speaking out. And in fact, I keep thinking I owe Karl a text just to say, hey, thanks for doing the right thing. Because that's the other thing that, on what I've seen on our side is, and on the Democratic side to a degree, sometimes we're not good enough. I think you guys are better about saying thank you than some of us who got out before. And we all need to say thank you when people are standing up like that.
That's so. True.
Quick off the text line, Cam in Appleton says, quote, it's a joke. It's the one time in recent history we should have just been mass bullies to these people, even when we... I'm not sure what that is. These people are built on, I guess, attacking.
Says, even if we win, what the hell do we do about the mental health crisis? These people are built on lead pipes and street soup, unquote.
All right. All right. Well, thanks, Kim. We appreciate that. More importantly, perhaps, the Lincoln Project social media has been on fire lately. Keep up the good work, says Michaela, listening on WAUK in West Bend. Also, Pat Kreitlow,
Thank
Up
you,
North
Michaela.
News, on fire as well. You can hear him every morning from 6 until 8. Thanks, Pat.
My pleasure. See you guys.
Don't go anywhere. See back you, with your calls and more Trigvy Olson. Straight ahead is the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
If you're in the tractor, in the truck, or in the barn, we've got you covered. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. Stay up to date on all things agriculture around the clock with our free smartphone app. You can find it at thefarmwi.com. Here's what's happening on Wisconsin farms today. The cattle market remains robust, but what goes up might come down. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says the cattle price rally is something to watch as it might be due for a correction in the near future.
Yeah, the cattle market's at a bit of a crossroads right now. We saw good cash values again last week, a little bit firmer. We're in the middle of about a $15 rally here on that December contract. The October's getting close to expiration, so we focus our energies there on December now. But we're sitting at a spot, if you draw a line over top of the charts, that's challenging that line of highs that we've seen here going back all the way to last spring. So we'll have to see if this can get through here or not. It's a market that hasn't had a correction realistically since the 1st of September when we started this run, so it's due.
Market advisor John Heinberg, along with us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. He adds also that beef demand remains strong among consumers. That resulted in the pop in retail value, which in turn pushes up that cattle market. In just a minute, we'll have a look at grain and dairy prices in the midday trade. Stick around.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Wednesday from Chicago, grain markets are mixed. December corn is up 3 cents at 404 and a quarter. November soybeans are down 8 1/4 cents at 982 3/4. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up 3 1/2 cents at 620 a bushel. The Class 3 milk prices are also mixed. The November contract is down 11 cents, trading at 2093 a hundredweight. The December contract is up 8 cents, trading at $21 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We're warming things up today with mostly sunny skies, calm winds, and high temperatures reaching the upper 50s. With not a cloud in the sky tonight, lows fall to the mid-30s. Then, the winds start to kick up tomorrow, becoming feisty, but shoving our highs into the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone?
I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got Jeff Clemens, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan group. We're going to talk about how to take the money back out of politics and restore power to the people.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Mr. Zomers, what'd you dial up there?
Dance the Night Away by Van Halen.
Very good. Very good. Dance to the Night. We're gonna break this down. Comedy Central, Desi Lenning did a great job this week on The Daily Show breaking down Trump's rally or whatever that was in Pennsylvania. Speaking of dancing in a playlist, we'll do that in a bit. But before the break, talking about what's going on out there in terms of these kind of polls that get skewed because it's the market, I'll call it the polling market, is flooded with intentional polls that are intentionally tilted towards Trump. And to Trigvi's point, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joining us as per usual on a Wednesday from the nation's capital, Trigvi. Again, it's the silly season for polls. A, people should register and vote early if they can and need to, and B, take five people with you.
Yeah, 100%. At the end of the day, listen, if Harris is up by 4 points or 5 points nationally, Wisconsin's still going to be within like 20,000 votes in right. all likelihood. Like, so, because that's just Wisconsin. Wisconsin's going to Wisconsin, right? Like, or Wisconsin's going to polka. I don't know. Whatever.
We're going to polka. We're going to vote.
Thank God Donald Trump didn't try and do a polka on the stage. You know,
we'll get to that.
I think if Scott Walker wanted to do something constructive other than fill my timeline with really stupid tweets and Bible verses, like really dumb takes, that was quite a pass by Jordan Love. Well, no doubt. Yeah, right. Third down, he wings it up to Romeo Doubs. Thanks, Jim Irwin. But anyway, if he wanted to do, maybe he could teach Donald Trump how to polka.
That would be great. He could give it a try. Let's give it a try. The phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, out in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Tom, what say you?
Yeah, let's not fall into the media trap of calling that a dance party. That was a train wreck is what that was. I wanted to ask Trigvi, my friend, a question. Scott Walker is a loser, and he's still trying to find out where that 250,000 jobs are that he promised.
right.
But what I want to say is, Trigvi, in other countries, when you've seen this authoritarian dictatorship come to play, were there people beforehand that were saying, oh, they would never do that? Because when you do some phone banking, and this is not to Democratic callers, it's to all callers, you know, they'll say, oh, he didn't do that before. He's never going to do that. And it's like, well, yeah, he's got the Supreme Court now that actually has made it so we can have an authoritarian dictatorship, which he didn't before. And also, wouldn't you think that people who call up these radio shows that are conservatives and they say that he wouldn't do that, how would you think he'd be an authoritarian, all that kind of stuff. But you have people that actually worked with him, like Mark Esper and Millie, that say, no, he is a fascist, and he is someone that will do exactly what it is. And you got callers that call up, at least on another show, and on Earl's show this morning, and saying, oh, he would never do that. Why would you think he would do that? It's like, dude. Mm-hmm. Right. So I wanted to ask, do other countries, when this is taking place, do they kind of have that same disbelief because it's way out there? Or
yeah, I mean, what? It always happens that there are people who are trying to speak the truth. And inevitably, in every place that I've seen democracy fail, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, they've had chances to stop it. And no one wants to take the risk of doing it. Constantly. I mean, Scott Walker did that the other day. He literally had a tweet quote back at somebody. He didn't do it last time he was in office. You should use that as your litmus test. Well, okay, right. But after January 6th, you can't look back. That said, Tom, I was out in LA and I thought about reaching out, but then I was with my daughters for the Packer game. I literally sat next to a guy who spent the first 20 minutes, and my daughters were just dying, telling me how he thought that the government was controlling the climate to cause hurricanes to stop Donald Trump from getting reelected. I was like, and everybody else I met out in, on the left coast, they were sane and awesome. But this guy, whew, he's out there. So, I don't know how you do it if you run into those people, Tom.
Appreciate the call, LA Tom, always. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Kurt, a little bit closer to home on WMDX here in Madison. Kurt, what's up?
Good afternoon. I want to just bring up a comment that Ben Holland said when you had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, yeah, there was some abnormalities that we had to adjust for. I have a big problem when someone makes a statement like that and does not follow it up with some point of evidence that it existed. So Ben Holland, to me, he's not the great guy, I'm sorry, that you lay him out to be.
Well, I appreciate the call, Kurt. I don't know that I laid him out to be a quote unquote great guy. I just think that it's healthy to have at least someone who still identifies themselves as a Republican. And then I believe, I don't want to put Zomer, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that J.B. Van Hollen is even saying he is still a Trump supporter, which I don't understand how he could be that and also say that Trump lost. But I think it's important to give him credit for at least being willing, where probably the only major Republican, statewide Republican that I've been able to find to come on the air on the record and say that Trump unequivocally lost in 2020 and that our elections are free, safe, and fair. So, you know, again, I appreciate the call, Kurt. I wasn't trying to make J.B. Van Hollen out to be the greatest thing since sliced toast. I think that my former boss, of course, I'm biased, Dale Schultz, has a little bit more courage in actually endorsing Kamala Harris. But I think it's really important, and Trigvi, you could speak to this, as there are voters across Wisconsin that aren't nearly as plugged in as you and I are, or even as Kurt is, as a regular listener of this show, to your average voter who just goes about their daily lives, watches the Packers, and says, I can't stand to even listen to it because it depresses me. I think for folks like that, to hear both former Democratic Governor Mandela Barnes and former Republican AG Van Hollen come on and both say, yes, Trump lost, and both say our elections are free, safe, and fair, I think that's valuable.
I think it's really valuable. It's important to, you should never, you know, having conversations with 99.9% of the people makes sense. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Now, you know, are there occasions? Should the United States government be talking directly to Putin, or should a president be going and talking and meeting with Kim Jong-un? No, probably not. But that doesn't mean there shouldn't be other kinds of conversations going on. And the same's true with your neighbors. Like, it's good that people from, and quite frankly, you know, I don't think anybody's going to confuse J.B. Van Hollen with Ed Meese or some giant of attorney generalism.
Yeah.
But good attorney general. He's a good attorney general and generally, and he's speaking the truth that there isn't a lot of fraud.
And I get
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I get Kurt's point, I think, in that, look, and I've said this before, I don't consider this a straight line journalist show. This is not a hard news show. This is news talk opinion, right? Analysis. And so I get Kurt's point. The fact that the former attorney general thought there were some irregularities. He did say that. And maybe I would have been, this was a straight news show, I might've followed that up. Well, attorney general, what evidence do you have in that? But I didn't see the value in going down that road at that time versus, hey, the fact that he came on the show, he's willing to say Trump lost, he's willing to say that Biden is legitimately the president, and he's willing to be on the show with a Democrat, a prominent Democrat, and assure people that our elections are free, safe, and fair moving into the next 3 weeks, I thought that was the value.
Yeah, I think it's really important. And quite frankly, you know, this show is, you know, you calling it as you see it based on a lot of experiences. And that's a good thing. And, you know, when I've hosted the show, I've had people call up who disagree. You get it all the time when I listen to the show, right? That's good.
Yeah, we don't, it is. If we all thought the same.
As we've said before, Brian Schimming.
Come on,
or Derek Van Orden or Scott Walker. Scott, come on the show and have a conversation. We won't be mean. I won't bully you. We're going to be traveling around the state. In fact, come and do it in person. I'll buy you a beer afterwards.
Tom, listening to WAUK, says, "Hi, Todd. I agree with you. What you have to say about J.B. Van Hollen is good to hear the other side, especially when they're making sense." All right, there you go. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene up in Eau Claire. Gene, as they say in the song, we're coming to your city in a couple of weeks. What do you say, Gene?
Well, boy, we're pretty goddamn lucky. Thanks, guys. You know, I think it's a good thing when people can say the truth when so many obstacles are against him. I mean, when I watch live, but I can't stand it anymore, so I can't tolerate it because I get sick to my stomach, you know, watching live when they're working in the Congress and in the Senate. And to watch those men cower to Donald Trump, people that I used to look up to, you know, I didn't always agree with them, but they were solid and they were strong. And they had their opinions. And they used to go back and forth and discuss things, which I was really proud of. And to see only a few of those people to actually tell the truth about Trump is just really frightening. And I love the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project gave me hope because those guys came out and just told it like it was. I'll tell you something. Those guys got a lot of integrity and honesty, and I just am so proud of them. And I hope they keep up the ads. And I wish they'd give us one against Van Orden in Eau Claire. Do you think we could get one of those? You guys have a great day. Thank you. All bye. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene. Travey, what do you think? Is there one in the can?
You know, I think I've said this before when people have called in, and CJ and some of the others. You know, having been involved in the initial conversations, and we literally had one call and we were all saying to each other, you know, what if no one stands up with us? What if no one else feels the way that we do? This is in 2019. You know, to hear people say that it made a difference and the fact that so many people joined with us and said, we feel the way you do too.
Yeah.
It's just a really great feeling.
Yeah, it is.
It just is.
We appreciate your work. 855.
So
go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, you too, Todd, calling up and saying, hey, I know you're doing this. I'd love to have you come on my show. Like, really meaningful. But it's not like it's more like other good people feel the same way.
We appreciate you. 855-752-4842. Speaking of CJ, he is on the line from Stoughton. CJ, a minute. It is yours.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. As I listen to the Democrat Party speak about threat to democracy, there was only one party that tried to keep a candidate off ballots, and now they're trying to keep them on ballots. And did you see Virginia? What they're fighting right now is that Virginia governor, and they were constitutionally taking illegals off the rolls. And you know who was in court fighting to keep them? Merrick Garland. Biden's
okay.
So it's that's a fact.
I'm literally in Virginia, and I can tell you, the Youngkin is in fact there was an effort to try and take the people off the rolls who are illegal, and what justice was saying is that you need to err on the side of making sure you don't take off any people who aren't illegal.
Hang on to that thought, Trey. We will finish it on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
The green and gold, tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Mr. Zomer's very dramatic music to bring us back in here.
Well, a while ago, Trigvy was talking about seeing Led Zeppelin and, you know, another age joke.
I never saw Led Zeppelin. I'm not that old. I was just seeing
all right. Yeah, it was a joke, but Led Zeppelin's a good band. So.
See, I have to hold up a bowl of wax. Let's continue on. More importantly, before the break there, Trigvy, you were answering a caller who made these accusations about what's happening in Virginia in terms of undocumented folks and whether undocumented folks are being able to vote out there, whether they're being purged from the rolls of Virginia, and whether that's taking legal citizens off the ballot rolls. You're there. Tell us what's really going on.
Yes, so they are, which there's nothing wrong with trying to take people who should not be registered to vote and taking them off the rolls. And in a state like Virginia, right, like I guess that can happen, although I don't know how much of a thing it is. But what DOJ came in and said to them is you don't get to just say these are all the people and remove them. You have to demonstrate what the evidence is that says that they should not be on the voter rolls so that you're not inadvertently removing people who are American citizens with the right to vote in the state of Virginia and have them show up to vote. And they say, you can't vote because you're not registered. And oh, by the way, you needed to register 3 weeks ago to vote in the presidential election. There's nothing unreasonable about that. Mm-hmm. But what's going on the right is all the time within their media ecosystem is they give people one's part of the story. It would be like me saying, they're shooting cows. Right. Like, oh my God, they're shooting cows. That's terrible. These people that, you know, well, you know, maybe the rest of the story is they're shooting cows who are beef cattle that are going to be hamburger for my tacos, right?
Tonight. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. And who doesn't like a good fresh beef taco?
I said my wife is traveling for work. So yes, tacos are on the menu twice during the next week and a half because dad is cooking.
That's a really good analogy. Yes. Oh my gosh. Somewhere a steer is being slaughtered and shot.
Yeah.
Why?
because it's being butchered for meat. So, I mean, that's a good way, a good analogy to show that if you only take part of the story, it can mean something completely different. And again, I've had, you know, Latino Hispanic people in my life for 30 years, very close family members, and I've spent time abroad in Central America, extensive time. And again, this narrative that somehow anybody who is undocumented is going to try to slip in and vote. Most undocumented folks live in fear and in shadows constantly. And the mental stress of that can be overwhelming. And many of these people came to the United States legally. Their documents expire. They try to renew them. And because Congress underfunds the service, they become undocumented in the meantime. And I don't know many of these people that are trying to get in or trying to vote and risk being caught and being deported. It's just not a thing, Trigvi.
No, it's the old, you know, when did you stop beating your wife, Todd?
Right,
well,
exactly.
Well, I've never beaten my wife.
Right.
Well, when did you stop?
Right.
I mean, it's all the time on all these issues. And then what they do is when it starts getting exposed, they just pivot to the next one.
Right.
I mean, what it's called is Lesnaya Informatsiya is the Russian term. You can't work in that part of the world without hearing it. I write about it on Twitter at Trigvi Olson periodically, amongst other democratic topics and lessons from my time abroad. But it basically is false information with a purpose. And one of the parts of that is you try and seed the field, and whatever people like CJ start glamming onto, you fan it. And then when it doesn't work anymore because, you know, they get confronted with the reality of what they're really trying to do, then they move on to something else. And that's how you get the war on Christmas. I mean, right. I don't know if I've ever told this story, but my mom, after Donald Trump won, bless her soul, my mom calls me up in 2016 at Christmas time and says, "Merry Christmas." And I'm like, "Merry Christmas? What? And she's like, "Well, I can say it now. Didn't you notice? I haven't been able to say it." And I'm like, "What in the..."
Thank you.
H-E double hockey sticks. Are you talking about? And she's like, "Well," I said, "Mom, I've gotten a Christmas card from you every year. It's signed Merry Christmas throughout the Obama administration. I don't know. Well, you know what I mean." And I'm like, "No, I literally do not know what you mean. What do you mean?" Oh. So, yeah. I mean, it was one shopping mall in St. Louis, for God's sakes.
But that's a great example of disinformation. And like you say, it's just being
really ginned up.
And honestly,
here's the other side of it. The people at the shopping mall who said people can't say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy, what's it, Kwanzaa or whatever. Mm. I don't know. But you know what? Like, shame on those idiots, too.
Right. Right. Exactly. Well, speaking of idiotic things, next hour here, after we take a little news break at the top of the hour, we're going to come back. We're going to play a couple of cuts from The Daily Show because they did a great job of pointing out the idiocracy of this Trump rally over the weekend in Pennsylvania. It was 39, nearly 40 minutes of the Trump dance party. What did you call it earlier? The white overbite dance?
Well, that's what he was doing. He's doing like the white man's overbite dance.
So we're going to play.
I'm pretty sure he went back in his Studio 54 days when he was avoiding STDs as his own personal Vietnam. He was having to pay people to dance with him, if you know what I mean. If you believe what you read on the internet, I'm not going to say it, but what I have read
people
on the
are
internet.
Saying. People are saying.
Everyone knows.
We'll come back with a little dance party, Trump style, and what's worse, Kelly Call from Just a Bit Outside the Movie, and also Ari Berman in hour number two. Trigvi sticks around. Don't go anywhere. You too as well on The Todd Allbult Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Ratcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.